Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you effing hobos? How the hell is your Sunday going? How the hell was your week? I hope you had a good one. I hope you're having a good one. I am drinking tonight, right off the bat. I'm so excited about this. I actually just got this almond milk eggnog from Aldi. You like how I did that? I bashed Aldi a couple of weekends ago. Now I'm building them up. I'll find something to bash them about again. And those Aldi people, they don't like that, you know? It's kind of a cult, I feel like. The whole Aldi group, a little bit of a cult. But now I'm building you up, Aldi. You did something really great. You made this almond milk eggnog for me. Dude, I haven't had eggnog probably since a couple of years ago, like Christmas time, when me and Connor were going to drink down at the Double Wide. That was probably my last frozen eggnog that I've had. So I'm really excited to try this with my Bullet Rye whiskey. I killed the bottle on the rest of this eggnog, by the way. You can't have eggnog without, a little bit of whiskey or some kind of liquor in there. I wonder how vodka would pair in there. I bet it's fine. I bet rum is fine, too. I bet they're all fine. I bet gin would even be fine, and I hate gin for the most part. But hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And like I said, I did kill this bottle. Damn, dude, that's really good. I did kill this bottle, pouring the rest of it into my eggnog tonight, this Bullet Rye whiskey. And I haven't even told you guys about my studio. I haven't taken any pictures yet. It's still in the works, but I am in here right now, Drink It Till You Podcast Studios. I actually need to get a banner to put up over here. But I have all my bottles from past episodes. Not all of them, but I'd say about 80%. You know, because some episodes I drink a beer out of a can. I'm not keeping that. You know, I'm not keeping a Coors Light in a can. Dude, how many episodes did I do a couple of years ago with just drinking Coors Light? It was ridiculous. And then I wondered why I had a beer belly. So anyways, I have all my bottles up here. My Tequila 512 that I got from Austin. They were nice enough to send that to me. The Oso Negro vodka. Sorry, I said that so white. I had to think about it real quick. But that's how I'm going to say Black Bear. My Black Bear vodka that keeps getting donated to the show. My Johnny Walker Red Label that's been donated. What else? I have my mixers. I got my shaker tin right here in case I need it. It's a whole little bar. This is kind of what I've always wanted, you know. I just pour my eggnog out in the kitchen, and then I come in here and, you know, pour my liquor. It's a nice little setup, man. I'll have to take a picture so I can show you guys. I'm loving it so far. Climate controlled. I mean, I'm not out in the freezing fucking... Oh, man, I already messed up. I'm not out in the freezing effing cold. So let me let you guys know what I'm doing. And I'm going to try to stay as strong as I can throughout the next couple of episodes. Or as long as I can go. I'm going to try to abstain from cursing. And I'll tell you why. I was in the car the other day with my son. And a song came on the radio. I'm sorry, I was playing a song on YouTube. And it had one curse word in there. And I already know the song. I've listened to it a million times. I know the curse word is coming up. So before he says it, I just turn down the radio and then turn it back up. My son says, why'd you do that? And I said, well, because he says a bad word. He goes, oh, no. He says, I don't say bad words, Daddy. Do you say bad words? And I kind of froze in the moment, and I didn't know what to do, so I lied. I told him, no, Daddy doesn't curse, which is a big old fat lie. But, you know, you want to set a good example. So what I'm doing from now on, I guess for the remainder of these shows, if I do this for 25 years or I do it for one more episode, you never know with me. No, I'm going to keep going as strong as I can for as long as I can. I'm not going to curse. I'm just going to say effing and S unless I really just slip like I did just now. So that's my new, that's my resolution. I'm starting my resolution early. I'm not going to curse on these shows. I'm actually going to try to tone it down on the shows and when I'm with my... you know, fiance or my friends or something having adult time. I'm actually going to try to tone it down a little bit there too. You know, not giving into pressure, not giving into, you know, people have told me before, why do you curse so much on the podcast? I mean, it's a podcast, man. Like, this isn't radio. I get to say whatever I want. That's why I do it. That's why I've done it for almost 3 years now. But yeah, I'm going to try to really hold back on that and not do as much of the cursing as possible. Who knows how long I'll last? We'll see. Let's have a drink. Cheers, everybody. So, I am turning 35 tomorrow, December 7th, the day that will live in infamy. Not because I was born. You know, there's some other things that happened. I can't really remember. There was something about an airplane and Japanese, you know, pilots. I am turning 35 tomorrow. I got my pre-birthday gifts today, and they were amazing. Let me just go ahead and brag on how awesome and how sweet and how thoughtful they were, and I love them. I can't wait to hang them up. I actually might put them up here in this studio. So Connor got the kids together, you know, got my daughter, got my son, got them together and was like, hey, let's paint something for Dad. So they put their handprints, you know, on the canvas with paint on their hands. And they do, like my daughter did, it was her handprint. And I think there was like a sunshine or something like that. And my son painted me a car and colored in the car, my favorite color. And, you know, handprints all over that. And Connor painted me this cool little, it's like a nighttime, you know, it's a picture of nighttime. The moon's up, you know, there's kind of silhouettes of the trees. And it's a guy and a girl out in the middle kissing. And it was really cool, man. I really enjoyed that. The sentimental things, you know, they're priceless, man. You can't get those things back. So I can't wait to hang those up. I'm so happy with my my birthday presents. Turning 35. So out there, if you're out there, let's go ahead and take a shot, take a drink, chug your beer once a year. You know, it comes out around once a year to make you feel like shit. No, I don't feel like shit. I don't feel like shit. 35 years old, that's not bad, right? I on some days I feel it. I feel that I'm getting older. You know, I got a few more aches and pains than I used to have. And then other days I wake up and I feel like I'm 21, 22. You know, maturity-wise, too. And I think my fiancé could attest to that. She's like, some days, all days, you wake up and you're immature. That's probably true. I mean, if you've listened to any of this podcast, I laugh at the dumbest things. You know, I'm just basically a big kid. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm a big kid with a lot of responsibilities. How about that? So let's take a drink for me. How about that? Cheers, everybody. Did we already take a drink for me? Well, I'm going to be done with this by the end of this episode, that's for sure. What else is going on? NFL, do you guys want to touch on NFL this week? I guess we might as well go ahead. Just one little tidbit. The Saints over the Falcons, 21-16. The Saints become the first team this season to clinch a playoff spot. Congratulations to you, I guess. I think my Dallas Cowboys, they're still just, you know, they're trying to kill the season so we get that top pick. Who's the kid in college? I can see his face. He played for Trevor Lawrence. Thank you. Dude, I think everybody's trying to get that kid. I really, really do. And I don't think the Cowboys are any different. Which, we already have Dak. Dak practiced the other day, by the way. Which is a great sign that he's practicing. My Cowboys are playing on Tuesday. They're actually not playing today. So today's kind of been weird. I'm used to them playing on a Sunday. Sometimes Monday. Sometimes Thursday. Rarely those. Mostly Sundays. But now for the first time in franchise history, we are playing on a Tuesday for some reason. So who do we got? Who do we got coming up? I watched a little bit of that Browns-Titans game. That was pretty good. I thought the Titans were going to come back on them. That's actually a closer score than I was expecting. The Titans started fighting back a little bit. Just being down 38 to whatever they were is just too much to overcome when you only have half a game left and the other team's going to drag their feet and, you know, just draw it out. Let's see. Saints, Vikings over the Jaguars. I think that's their first win in like 3 weeks. The Lions over the Bears. I know a Lions fan. I actually have a Lions blanket. Like one of those fuzzy Lions blanket. I don't know how I got it. I don't know where it came from. I just want it out of my house. Dolphins over the Bengals. 19-7. Colts over the Texans. FU Texans. Raiders over Jets. Giants over the Seahawks. Get out of here. That just happened? The Giants beat the freaking Seahawks? What the hell? The Rams over the Cardinals? Wow. Patriots just crushed the Chargers. Packers over the Eagles. Broncos and Chiefs playing at 7:20. It's not quite there yet. Bills over 49ers, excuse me, play tomorrow, Monday night, 7:15. Washington and the Steelers tomorrow at 4. And then my Cowboys versus the Ravens Tuesday night at 7:05. Let's see. What are the Ravens' record? That's one thing I wish they would do in all the sports. When you're showing the teams and their scores, just put their records up. A lot some sports do it. But, you know, I want to see. Let's see. Let's click Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens real quick and see what their standings are. How many have you won and lost? Okay. Baltimore Ravens record 2020. I almost said the F word. This is going to be really hard. This is going to be really hard for me to do because I don't, you know, I'd never curse in front of my kids. But dude, when I get around my friends or it's just like, you know, me and my fiance are hanging out alone, my daughter's going to sleep. Dude, I have a mouth like a sailor. It's ridiculous. I really should, watch what I say. And I'm doing it now. So 6-5 Ravens, they're just a game above 500. So, I mean, I'm not going to compare theirs to ours because I know ours is just, we don't have a good record. Anyway, so that's what's going on around the NFL. Let's have another drink. Cheers, everybody. Okay, so heard about this story the other day and it kind of fascinated me. So apparently there's a guy, I believe some part of Africa, named Adolf Hitler, who got elected to their government the other day. So I have to look more into. I heard this on the radio. Okay, so this guy's Hitler attained power in March 1933. Oh, this is the actual Hitler. Okay, here's who I'm looking for. Adolf Hitler has won a local council election in. Hold on, it clicked. Namibia. Let's see. Did they not know? Did they not know that's not so? Okay. So let me. The last name of the family is Hitler, and they just randomly selected the first name, Adolf. Adolf Hitler has been elected as a local councilor in Namibia. Excuse me. Although it's not quite what you might think, the new councilor, whose full name is Adolf Hitler Unona, won 85% of the last one. So they named him first name and last name Adolf Hitler. There's no way they didn't know. How did they not know? The new counselor, whose full name is Adolf Hitler Unona, won 85%. I already read that. He represents the WSAPO party, which began as a liberation movement and has campaigned against white minority rule. White minority rule. The 54-year-old told German's BILD newspaper his father had given him the name likely without having any idea of what it represents. There's really no reason for us to be here and sitting discussing my name. He grew up in the former German colony of German Southwest Africa. How would this contribute to the development of Namibia? Gee, that name is really, that I in there, in between the M and the B, is really throwing me off. On the road, the counselor is known as Adolf Unona, and his wife would usually just refer to him as Adolf. Oh, Adolf! Did you do the dishes, Adolf? Adolf, stop playing with those matches! Oh, that was tasteless, Chris. That was tasteless. Why would you say that? I thought that was kind of interesting. It's fascinating to me that his father didn't know that before he named him Adolf effing Hitler. I don't know. It's kind of strange. He don't want to talk about his name. So apparently, where did they say West? Where was it? West Africa? Southwest Africa. So Southwest Africa, what they're saying is basically, what they kind of discussed on the radio the other day was they don't teach them history. For some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's too much, or the schools aren't good enough, or they don't have time. I don't really know why. I don't know if they're trying to wipe the history out, which it's like, you know, like the West Africans have nothing to feel ashamed about. You know, teach that S. You know, teach what happened in the, you know, how cruel people can be. And I don't know if that's a good thing to teach, is it? Because then people are like, okay, if that's the way the world is, then I'm going to be that way. Maybe you shouldn't teach it. Are those people the most peaceful people? That's actually a good question. But yeah, they don't, I just thought that was pretty wild. They don't teach them history. It's like, how can you do that? Like, don't any of the people have questions? Like, how did we get here? Where did we come from? You know, like all that stuff. Like, why are these people over here in West Africa speaking German and I don't know German? You know, that'd be a question on my mind. Anyway, I don't know. I thought that was kind of an interesting story. Let's take another drink. I think we're going to do some drink recommendations. All right, so three drink recommendations. I am drinking the eggnog tonight with my Bullet Rye whiskey that I just topped off. I just finished off the bottle. I didn't top it off. I wish somebody would top off that bottle for me. That'd be great. So this is the Martini Eggnog. This is from thespruceeats.com. I love thespruceeats.com. Their website is so organized. They always have great recipes. Here we go. You're going to need 1.5 ounces vanilla vodka, 1 ounce amaretto, 2 ounces eggnog, garnish ground nutmeg or a cinnamon stick. Here's how the hell you make it. Number one, I love when you tell me this, Spruce Eats. Gather the ingredients. I wouldn't have done it if you didn't tell me. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice and the vanilla vodka, amaretto, and eggnog, in the cocktail shaker filled with ice, add the vanilla vodka, amaretto, and eggnog. Shake very well, at least 20 seconds. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass and dust with the ground nutmeg. Garnish with a cinnamon stick if you wish. Serve and enjoy. That is the Martini Eggnog from thespruceeats.com. I think I'm just sticking with this website tonight. They seem to have some good ones. Gingerbread Eggnog. Yes, I want to know how to make this. Hopefully there's not a million steps and you have to cook for like 3 hours before. Okay, so you're going to need 6 large egg yolks. This is thespruceeats.com again, by the way. 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 cups of milk, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 teaspoon nutmeg, 1 pinch of salt, 4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 4 teaspoon allspice, 4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1 tablespoon dark molasses, optional, 1/4 cup rum. You better put that rum in there. That sounds delicious. After you separate the egg yolk from the whites, add the yolks in a medium-sized bowl, add in sugar, begin to whisk until the mixture is a light yellow and looks creamy and smooth. This can also be done with a hand mixer or stand mixer. Place the cinnamon stick in the milk. Heat the milk on the stovetop in a large saucepan until just simmering. 1 cup of the milk can be replaced with heavy cream. This will create thicker eggnog. Ooh, I love it when it's thicker. Add the spices, vanilla, and molasses. Carefully ladle a small amount of the hot milk mixture into the egg mixture, constantly whisking as the milk is poured over the eggs. This will temper the eggs so they do not scramble. Repeat 2 to 3 minutes. Add the egg mixture into the rest of the milk mixture on the stove. Bring the mixture to a simmer. Place a candy thermometer in the mixture and turn off the heat when it reaches 160 degrees. Place in a large glass bowl and cover. Chill for at least 4 hours. Mix in the rum when the mixture is chilled. Serve and enjoy. That is a lot of steps. I will say that much. That's a lot of steps. That's the gingerbread eggnog. A little bit of cooking involved. Not my favorite thing, but I think this one might be worth it. You're in the kitchen anyway, aren't you? How often do you bake? I gotta do this one. Vegan eggnog. Without the eggs. I gotta do this one. That looks delicious, too. This is thespruceeats.com as well. Go away advertisement. 24 ounces silken tofu crumbled, 2 cups soy milk, 2/3 cup turbinado sugar. What the fuck is I said a bad word. Sorry. What the F is turbinado sugar? 4 teaspoons salt, 1 cup water, 1 cup rum or brandy, 4.5 teaspoons vanilla extract, 20 ice cubes, garnish with nutmeg. That really didn't take very long for me to say. Wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you leave it to me reading out loud on the podcast to say a curse word because I don't know how to read and I get mad at myself, right? That's all right. We're going to get back on the wagon here. No more cursing from this point on. Gather the ingredients. Thank you, thespruceeats.com. Place the crumbled tofu and soy milk in a blender with the sugar and salt. What kind of sugar was that? Turbinado sugar, Chris. Turbinado sugar. Blend until very smooth. Scrape the mix into a large bowl or pitcher and whisk in the water, rum, or brandy, or all of them if you want to, and add vanilla extract. Cover and refrigerate for at least an hour until serving time. To serve, blend half of the mixture in a blender with 10 of the ice cubes until frothy. Repeat with the other half. Serve in glasses with nutmeg sprinkled on the top. That is the vegan eggnog. So we had the vegan eggnog. We did the martini eggnog. What was the last one I did before that? Oh, the gingerbread eggnog. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. I know it's the holidays. I know we're having fun. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, stay where you're at. You know, just pass out. If you had too much, just pass out on someone's couch. You know, even if they didn't let you. It's better than driving, right? Who would not let you, though? Who would be like, you're too drunk, get out of my house? Nobody would do that, right? Not a real friend. Cheers, everybody. All right, so we're going to end the show with videos of the week. The first one I have for you, it's kind of a tearjerker, and it's kind of bittersweet, and I hadn't seen anything about this until the other day. But basically, the Nebraska college football team, there's a kid named Jack Hoffman, and they were having a practice like exhibition or whatever, and they have a jersey for Jack Hoffman, who has pediatric brain cancer. They put the helmet on him, they put the jersey, the pads, everything, they get him out on the field, they hike the ball, they throw the ball to him, and they basically protect him all the way down the field, you know, until he scores a touchdown. Just a heartwarming moment of, you know, just human fellowship. You know, that's just a great heartwarming story. The bittersweet part is, and the only reason I saw this video recently, I've never seen it before. I didn't know who Jack Hoffman was. I did a little bit of research. He does have the pediatric brain cancer. Still, he's still alive. He's still doing okay. So that's good news. The bittersweet news to this whole thing is that his dad actually now has brain cancer. And that's really, really kind of tough. You know, that sucks that this kid went through all this. He's fought, he's battled, he survived. And now his father has, you know, has brain cancer as well. So if you're into sending good vibes out there, send them out to the Hoffman. Send prayers, send whatever energy, whatever you can do just for that family. That's just, you know, that's heartbreaking that this kid has made it this far. And he's had it since he was, dude, since he was too young. You know, it's just crazy that a kid can just be born with cancer like that. And it's like he hadn't even lived life enough yet to, like, he hasn't been around radiation. He hasn't been around, you know, the crazy stuff we have in the world. And he already gets this kind of thing. And it's really sad. And it's really sad that his father has it now. I'm not trying to send this on a depressing note. The positive light, the silver lining is that they're going to be okay with your thoughts, with your prayers, with your good vibes, anything you can send their way. I'm going to have a toast to them. Cheers. To the Hoffmans. Let's see. Oh, a heartwarming story I saw on Twitter. I am typing right now. I shouldn't be texting while I'm on the podcast. Anyways, heartwarming story on Twitter. So a son comes home, the mom's filming, you know, and the son's like, I have something to tell you. Dad's laying in bed. And, he's like, I made the team. He's like, seventh grader, he made the team. And the dad's like, what? And it takes a minute to register. Mom says behind the camera, he made the seventh grade basketball team. And this dad jumps up so fast. I retweeted it on the Cashing In page, if you follow the Cashing In page. This dad jumped up so fast and chased his son around the house until, like, the son just ran away and, like, ran into his room and jumped on his bed. And the dad's right behind him. He just, and then when the by the time the mom catches up with the video camera, he's just like got this child in a lock, you know, just hugging him around the top, hugging him with his legs, just rolling around on his bed, just laughing. One of the most heartwarming videos, man. His dad was so proud that he made that seventh grade basketball team. He actually started crying, you know. I get it, man. When your kids start accomplishing things and doing great things, I totally get it. I'm going to be right there with him. And his dad was a pretty large man. He looked like he might have played back in the day. So there's a heartwarming video for you. I found that one on Twitter. I think that was retweeted via SportsCenter. Let's see. The other one I have for you, it's just kind of a cool thing Connor showed me the other day. There's a lady who takes stencils in a power wash machine. So let's just say your sidewalk is grimy. You know, it needs to be power washed. You got to clean the stuff off. So she'll take these stencils, whether it's like a leaf or like flowers or like different animals, and basically sets the stencil down on the concrete and then power washes, you know, within the stencil. And it creates these designs, and she's doing this. She's going around, and I guess, I don't know if she's making profit off of it, if she's just doing it to be nice. I'm not really sure. I haven't dug too deep into this lady's story. But that was kind of a cool thing. I thought that was a way to, you know, kind of recycle a little bit. I've been into recycling here lately for whatever reason. So I think that's kind of a cool thing to do. Make something ugly beautiful, right? That seems kind of fun. I don't have a source for that. I think I saw that one on Twitter. It might have been Instagram. I'm sure you can type into YouTube if you really need to see it that bad. Power washing design or power washing stencils or something like that. So there's my second video of the week. Or is that the third? That's the third video of the week. So here's the fourth one, man. I don't know if you guys have seen this. And I haven't stopped listening to this song since I saw it. So basically, there is a evangelical preacher. His name is, what is his name? Oh, Kenneth Copeland. Okay. You've probably seen him on TV. He's always hollering. He's got some like sidekick. I really don't know what the deal is with these guys, but they're just, you know, they're TV preachers. So you kind of know what to expect, right? So this guy made a video, and it's just one of the, I can't stop listening to it, and I don't think I'm alone. How many views does this have? 57,000 likes, 1 million views. It's just a great video. If you saw a couple of, maybe it was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, where the guy did It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he basically just played the rhythm of the words they're saying on the video. That's what this guy is doing, but he created a whole song off of this TV preacher. And it's dude, it actually goes pretty freaking hard. I like it a lot. I've listened to it about 1,000 times and I can't get enough of it. And I don't think I can get in trouble for copyrights because this isn't an actual song. These are two things just mashed together. I'm going to play you the whole thing as the outro. Let's finish our drinks before I do. Give me one sec. So if you want to find this, it's called Judgment on COVID-19 Goes Heavy Metal Kenneth Copeland Remix. I Demand is the name of it. So here's a little bit of it. I'm going to drink the rest of this. All right, here it goes. Drink it to the last drop, everybody. Cheers. This guy's about to crush it on guitar. I'm going to play you out with this. Have a good week. It was good talking to you. I will see you next week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Bottoms up. Or straws up if you're drinking like I am. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we
have... In the name of Jesus! Oh, standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get
Hallelujah. Glory.